All the efforts of Russian propaganda are aimed at disrupting the supply of Western weapons to Ukraine. The Russian army is suffering the maximum losses for the entire time of the full-scale invasion. All Putin has at his disposal are people, ill-prepared, mobilized people who cannot significantly change the situation at the front. The Russians lack modern weapons and heavy armored vehicles, and Western weapons have proven their complete superiority over their Russian counterparts. Putin is in a strategic impasse and is in critical need of a break. Therefore, all the efforts of its propagandists are aimed at intimidation and informational terror of both Ukrainian and Western audiences. Soon, Ukraine will receive an unprecedented package of military aid, including heavy tanks, infantry fighting vehicles, IFV, long-range missiles, etc. This arsenal will significantly complicate the position of Russian troops at the front. The Russians are stuck in positional battles in Donbass. Rather slow advance of Russian troops is taking place only near the city of Bakhmut, where they are trying to surround the city, causing huge losses of personnel. Putin needs at least some kind of victory before the anniversary of full-scale war. The closer the date, the more unrealistic the chances of the Russians for any success. So Russian propaganda is using all its resources to show the danger from continued aid to Ukraine to the whole world, including the possibility of the start of the Third World War, which will turn into a nuclear war. The narrative is also circulated that it is not profitable for Europe to support Ukraine, but to be friends with Russia. That's why the war must end. Russia is trying to make it impossible to supply weapons to the armed forces without any explanations of its further actions, if to imagine a hypothetical cessation of aid to Ukraine. In this case, there will be a decisive offensive by the Russians, which may go beyond the borders of Ukraine, because Putin is preparing for a protracted war, which he dreams of transferring to the West. This is the greatest danger for the civilized West. It is necessary to understand that a Russian invasion of Europe is more than likely. After 1945, Russia had a series of wars, both on its territory and outside its borders. Since 2014, Russia has been de facto fighting in the Ukrainian Donbass, and in 2022 it carried out a full-scale invasion in 9 different directions with the aim of occupying Ukraine. The Russian army has undergone a certain evolution, and the most important, it has the experience of real combat operations. Europe, in fact, has no experience of conducting hostilities with a symmetrically equal enemy after the end of the Second World War. Therefore, a Russian invasion of European cities will lead to a disaster. Putin sees Ukraine a springboard for the upcoming offensive on Europe, which is planned for 2026-27, just as the de facto annexed Belarus became a springboard for the February 2022 offensive on Ukraine. So far, all efforts of the Kremlin dictator are aimed at capturing Ukraine. If he succeeds at the front, it will mark a tragedy for Europe and the decline of Western civilization in its current form. It is much easier and cheaper to stop the Russian army in Ukraine by destroying its full potential, than to fight fiercely after Putin modernizes and rearms his army. The key to salvation of Europe is in providing the necessary weapon volumes to Ukraine. Richard Rockscherman,